cliffcentral.com.
Right. Shut up and dance with me. Good morning, everybody. It's time for us to find out what the latest is in the news with Mubs, which is what we're going to do. In just a minute, I want to get to Steve first. He's on the line. Steve, we like to call him Angry Steve because he once went off on this rant, and he's in Uppington. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Gareth, how's it going?
Are you angry this morning?
No. Only angry once a month.
Oh, okay. How's the Orange River Chronicle or whatever it is that you run there, that newspaper?
No. How's Joe Central? If you can't remember my title, how must I remember your radio's name?
What's your newspaper called?
It's called The Hardy Dog. That's it. The only cacophonous sound that a bird makes. I just wanted to correct your facts. Cliff Central, the Daily Maverick, Noseweek, Mail and Guardian, Harper are the only independent publications and media houses. So before you don't forget there are little guys like us that are also independent of the Guptas.
And you make a big difference. I mean, the Guptas, didn't they try to buy you because they told all the advertisers in government in the Northern Cape, which is pretty much...
Yeah, the local radio station, the local community radio station refused to run any ads for the Hardy Dog because they have a trade exchange agreement with the Guptas. That was basically the deal. So the Guptas give them crumbs of the advertising that they get from the government in return. The local radio station may not align itself with any local publication.
Well, listen, you keep working with the Hardy Dog and fighting the good fight there in the Northern Cape, all right?
No problem at all. You keep up the good work. Thanks for a great show.
Excellent, man. You keep well. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, bye.
There we go. All right, we go to Warren Holstein in a moment in America. Even though I just got back from there, I thought it would be a perfect time to catch up with him. We do anyway on a sort of bi-weekly basis. But I just want to get to this. Brian says that the Minister of Energy, Tina Jumat-Peterson, who, by the way, she's put a big, fat, wide foot into just every kind of orifice she could during the time that she's been a minister. She sold the oil to an ANC sponsor who's busy with a multi-million oil facility being built in Cape Town. The sale went through with no tender, no permission from Treasury, just people who know people.
Wow.
So she's got to go to jail. I'm sorry. Send her to jail. There's no room for that kind of crap. Hey, Warren, what's up, my man?
Hey, what's happening, Gareth? How's it going?
You know, I thought about whether or not I would have had time to see you when I was in New York, and we were just rushing from... You know, kind of event to event. So I'm sorry I didn't get to see you, but I did spend a bit of time in your lovely city. How are things going there? For you in particular.
It's like our entire country has fallen into a zoo exhibit and Donald Trump is the gorilla.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is an interesting story. I was there over the weekend. And first of all, let me just tell you, New York is looking a little grimy. I can't help thinking this de Blasio is not as good as Bloomberg and Giuliani before him when it comes to being mayor. Is it just me or is New York becoming dirtier?
I don't know. It's always been kind of dirty to me. I mean, it's that we don't have that 70s graffiti from when the Warriors were around.
Now, your story about the gorilla, this is an actual thing that happened at a Connecticut Connecticut Zoo. And there was a big gorilla. And this kid, I mean, I do not understand how this happens. But the parents were obviously busy on their phones or eating. And somehow their child ended up in the gorilla enclosure.
Well, let me tell you something. If a zoo's infrastructure was infiltrated by a four-year-old, how hard could it be for the gorillas to escape, rise up, and overtake the planet?
Exactly, like in Planet of the Apes. But these parents should have been shot, not the gorilla. They ended up shooting the gorilla.
I don't know, man. You get distracted. Like, I'm not even going to take my son to the zoo. I won't even let him watch Gorillas in the Mist.
So what happened?
This poor kid's going to scream every time he sees fucking Donkey Kong.
Now, they shot the poor animal, And you are drawing parallels between what happens in America and what goes on in this enclosure where Donald Trump is the gorilla. Do you think he needs some
shooting? Yeah, he's the silverback and we all fell in and we're fucked. I mean, look, it's really settling in now because before that there was this fantasy that somehow it was going to get overturned at the convention. And just recently, within the last 2 weeks, you know, what's really scary is Donald Trump, he reached a magic number of delegates to clinch the nomination. Mm-hmm. Also, the lamb has broken the seals. The sky has gone dark and our oceans have turned to blood.
He even reached out to people like Paul Ryan, who was going to be the go-to guy if it was down to Trump for the what do they call it, the ticket. And now it turns out he's also on Trump's side. So everybody's turning to Trump at the moment.
Well, he hasn't fully endorsed Trump yet. I mean, he hasn't endorsed Trump yet, and they're saying that Trump is trying to pivot, like his top advisor is saying that he's softening his Muslim ban, which is now they're going to be welcome as long as they agree to stay at one of his new camps.
And he probably will build camps, right? I mean, we don't doubt that for a second. What's he going to do with all that land on the other side of the wall?
There's one scandal after another with him. That's the crazy thing. I mean, the only scandal that would even remotely affect him at this point would be that if his Klan robes turned out to be made in China.
All right, but for a second, let's be serious, because there are a lot of people in America, smart people, who actually think that Donald Trump might be bringing something to the party. What do you say to that? Do you think those people are insane and should be locked up in a lunatic asylum?
I think that using the word smart is very loose when you say Stephen Hawking even said that Donald Trump is a demagogue who seems to appeal to the lowest common denominator. And he also said artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. And I don't think that those quotes are mutually exclusive.
What else is going on? How are the Democrats looking?
I mean, that's the thing with the candidates that we have right now. Like, both Hillary and Donald are more unpopular than wearing Crocs with socks. Adam Sandler's new Netflix movies have higher favorability ratings than both these guys.
Shame. But I thought Bernie was doing okay in favorability. Isn't he beating everybody in the polls in terms of popularity?
You know, that's the weird thing. And then there was this whole thing that they were supposed to debate. And, you know, I mean, I couldn't even believe that Bernie and Trump had the audacity to consider a debate without Hillary. I mean, they could have at least sent her an invite via her personal email.
Yeah, but of course she doesn't know how to check her email. That much we figured out. This whole scandal is turning into a much bigger deal than we thought it was. And it seems that the emails are actually becoming a bit of an issue. Do you think this is going to trip her up?
I mean, what's crazy is that Trump has like 7 or 8 scandals that are even bigger than that, and no one pays attention to any of that. I mean, he just called a sitting judge for this Trump University thing. He referred to him as a Mexican, like he said, this Mexican. This guy was born in Indiana, but I guess calling him a Hoosier in front of a racist mob doesn't pack the same wallop.
Wow. He said that?
I mean, this guy, yeah, he called it, he's like, oh, you know, he's a Mexican. And then he also insulted one of the leading Republican women governors. I mean, at this point, I think there are only like 10 Latinos voting for Trump, and one of them is George Zimmerman.
Let me tell you something. There was an interesting interview I saw on CNN just before I left. They had a libertarian governor, and he called Trump a fascist. And then Trump's people issued a statement saying, we don't talk about his alcoholism, so he better not be calling us a fascist. It's really name-calling, like on the playground, right?
But it's not even lame. It's blatant lies. He was campaigning in California, and Trump said he's claiming that he said there's no drought in California. And I'm not sure if he's referring to Botox, breast implants, or amateur pornography. But it's not water.
There's plenty of all of those. We know that, but no water. Well, listen, we got time for a little bit more, but we got to move on. I've got to catch up on what's going on in South Africa.
Okay.
What else you got?
Well, this was a big world story. Obama ended up being the first sitting president to visit Hiroshima.
I saw that. That was great.
Yeah, and Trump could be the first wildly gesticulating one to bring one here.
Didn't Trump have something to say about Obama visiting Hiroshima? Like
he's trying to frame it as an apology. He's Sarah Palin. He actually, this is, I don't know if you guys heard this. They're saying that he might pick Sarah Palin for vice president. This way, if he gets assassinated, you know, we have someone just as batshit crazy in charge of our nuclear codes.
Can you imagine? What would you do if Sarah Palin were vice president and Donald Trump were president? Would you move to Canada or Mexico?
I don't know, man. I might just kill myself.
Well, you can always come
here. Simpler. It's simpler than a move. I mean, she actually came out and said it's not stupid to vote for Trump, but I guess we should believe her because she knows stupid.
That's true. That's the one thing she's an expert in.
Have you heard about Chewbacca, Mom?
Yeah, there was a video that everybody is going crazy about. It got millions and millions of views. Sales of the Chewbacca masks went through the roof. It's this mom who bought it for herself. And then she made
the
video.
The only thing that would make her more annoying is if she was Jar Jar Binks. The only one that's more better than her is probably Yoda Dad.
All right, Warren, we got to go. Thank you, man.
All right, good talking to you, Garrett.
Great to talk to you, too. Keep well.
And next time, let's have a beer when you come
in. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I feel bad about it. We'll make a plan, I promise.
Cool, man.
All right, dude. Thank you. There's Warren Holstein. On the line from the US of A, where they've got their own problems. So it's not just us. You know, whenever you're feeling bad and you think, oh, we've got the worst politicians in the world. Nope, they're pretty much shit everywhere. It is time for the news with Mabali Moloi. Let's see what's going on in the world. I know you've been waiting for this.
La 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 la.
I'm going to try and do both at the same time. Let me try this. All right. Anyway, it didn't work so well. Okay.
All right.
What's going on?
So about a week or so ago, you heard the news when the SABC COO, Claudio Mutsweneng, announced 90% local music on all SABC radio stations.
Yes.
Some people were happy, other people were concerned. And then yesterday, another confirmation was made. The 90% local content quota will also be adopted onto SABC TV channels.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead, guys. Knock yourselves out. I don't know how they're going to find 90% content on TV.
Oh, my
gosh. Where are they going to find that?
Okay. I don't know. Okay, so how much local content do we currently have?
We're not making a lot of there's no local content being made. So we'll be watching old reruns of horrible things like Suburban Bliss.
And you know,
Coconuts is coming back.
Oh, the Coconuts. Oh.
That was a terrible show.
Coconut omnibuses, here we come.
Can we work this out in a matter of actual time? So there are 24 hours in a day. What's 90% of 24? Oh, Lord, I feel like I've just cracked my skull.
No,
I'll figure it out.
50% is 12 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, carry on.
That's
carry
where
on.
We stop.
All right.
A fifth of that would be 2 hours. No, you guys, I feel like this is so simple, but we are not great.
Well, I mean, we're suck at maths. That much we've always admitted since day one.
All right. 50% of 24 hours is 12 hours. 25% would then be 6 hours. So 75% is 18 hours. We're a step closer. Wait, 6, 12, 18. Yes, it is 18 hours. Okay, all I'm saying is it's 18 hours of...
It's just under 22 hours, 90%. So it's 21,6 hours.
So we're only going to get 2 hours of international stuff.
That's all that you're ever going to get. If you only have SABC... Okay, look, let's level with each other here, everybody. Mm-hmm. If you are South African and you are poor and you can't afford... DSTV or you can't afford the internet.
Yeah.
You are
DTV's
in
your friend.
Shit. No, you're in shit. Forget about it. You're not going to see anything from outside of the border of this country, making you even more stultified and dumb.
Well, and you know, a lot of people are very concerned about the SABC's, I don't know if it's now a confirmed decision, because they decided that they're no longer going to show, you know, the destruction of property or violence on right. SABC News anymore. So
the
when protests are happening, they say that they no longer want to broadcast that kind of thing. Which, you know, people have been saying, no, you like, that's a kind of censorship. What are we doing here? Are we going back to the deep dark days?
We're basically
of apartheid, where the broadcaster decides what you can and cannot see.
You guys are not adult enough to see this stuff, so we're going to keep it from you.
Yes, exactly.
Great move.
All right, so 90% local content, now also moving to television channels, which, you know, again, as I was monitoring Twitter, not everybody seems to be convinced that this is a good move.
A lot of people think it's a great move, and you know what? Those are probably the people in that industry. So people in local television, people in documentary making in this country. But what they failed to realize is the SABC doesn't mean to make new stuff. They mean to replay old stuff, which means nothing new. So I don't see how this works. I really don't. I don't see. Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is good for.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people complaining about the fact that they haven't been playing any new music. They've been playing old stuff. Since the 90% rule took effect on radio stations, they said, yeah, but I thought we were doing this so that, you know, we could play more of the new stuff from, you know, all these artists who keep crying about how they're not getting enough support from South Africans.
Right. And of course, just because the SABC plays something doesn't mean that we're all going to suddenly start buying it. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the COO seems to be on a...
He's on a mission.
Only he knows what his plans are, and the rest of us just have to kind of look along and deal with it. Okay, so there's that. And then there was an incident involving Steve Hofmeyr, right?
Oh, what happened?
Well, apparently there is a group of South Africans or Africans who have formed a kind of grouping called the African European Indaba. It's basically a group formed by a community of people from Africa living in Europe, right? And what they did was they discovered that Steve Hofmeyr was meant to perform at a little coffee shop in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And then a member of the group took it upon themselves to alert the coffee shop that Steve Hofmeyr is a racist and that they find him to be problematic. And what has since happened is that the coffee shop has decided that, okay, they're canceling the performance. This all unfolded on Facebook. Johan Sloot de Villiers, who is a member of this group, he took onto Facebook to say this. Why does Cafe Dudok welcome South African singer Steve Hofmeyr in their venue? Do you know he called a well-known white supremacist in South Africa a cultural icon and that he blamed apartheid on South African black people? And goes on and on and on this tip. And so the coffee shop decided, oh, okay, we don't want any of this. So they canceled the performance. And now Steve Hofmeyr is angry.
Well, has he ever not been angry?
Steve Hofmeyr, in response, has said, to call me a racist or far right is a cheap shot and simply a temporary way to prevent freedom of speech and get a few people excited. And so this is, I don't know, I mean...
Well, you know what, Steve?
All the way in the Netherlands, Nochal.
But if you've got a crowd of people who want to see you, then you must find another venue. I mean, it's up to these... Right, it's up to these people if they're going to host him or not.
Yeah.
And if they decided that he's not the kind of guy they want to associate with, well, you know what, Steve? The chickens have come home to roost. Sometimes people just don't want to be around that kind of negativity, and who can blame them? I mean, I'm all for free speech, but you got to practice it in a place where at least the people who own the place want you there. And if you think that that's free speech, then that's your business. I think it might just be, you know, free market capitalism, where someone decides that you're bad for business, they don't put you in their venue. Sorry.
Is Steve going to run out of places where he's wanted, though? I mean, there are a couple of places that don't want him here in South Africa, in the Netherlands.
There's always going to be some place that wants to hear Neil Diamond covers, trust me. It's always going to be somewhere.
Okay. So Ben was telling us earlier this week about a story involving parents in Japan who decided to punish their 7-year-old child by basically leaving him in the middle of nowhere in a forest. And now this child has been missing since Saturday. You want to talk about parents being punished for, you know, doing terrible things to their children.
What actually happened here?
Okay. Ben, do you want to remind us?
This little kid, Gareth, was throwing stones at the cars.
Okay, he's seven. All right.
All right. So he's a little shit.
He's a little shit.
So the parents are like, well, this is your teacher lesson. They drove to a forest, left the kid on the side of the road, and thought that'll teach you. And then they got home, and then okay, so we don't have a child anymore. And then they went to go and find him, and he wasn't there anymore. Surprise, surprise. And he's been missing since Saturday. So yeah. Now, like 150 people are looking for the kid, and the kid is nowhere to be seen.
They must have been pretty angry.
Well, you know, again, and we were saying yesterday, I'm sure that every parent in the world can relate to at least one incident where their child basically almost drove them insane, like into doing something criminal. You know what I mean? Because it's hard being a parent. But now the search for the 7-year-old Japanese boy who's been missing since Saturday has been frustrating officials because it's proving very difficult for them to find any clues. There's a lack of clues.
Mm-hmm.
As the search continued for a fourth day in Japan's main northern island of Hokkaido, two hunters joined more than 150 rescuers, police, and local town officials after they found fresh bear droppings in the area.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So this has now heightened concerns for the safety of a child.
Been eaten by a bear.
And he is seven. Can you imagine how terrified this little child was?
Or is he, though?
Is.
It could be the Japanese Mowgli. He's having the time of his life.
Yeah, maybe.
He's singing songs, and they got choreographed dances.
Like a Baloo and Bagheera and Shere Khan. And
yeah, he's doing well.
I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you.
Yeah, that's how it's going.
I'm sorry to be the non-optimistic one in this situation.
Bear necessities.
Bears are hungry. So your heads look like fresh meat. Oh. 1 + 1 = a good time for the bear. So...
Well, look, it's not a good time for small children in the world, right? Word spread about the gorilla and this a bear in Japan
all
might,
you know? Look for the bear necessities. The
if there's a bear, let this happen.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
Come on, little Shanshu.
Bear necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bear necessities of life.
By the way, have you seen the new... Jungle Book movie. Yo, that trailer is unreal. It looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Yes. Scary.
If the bear ate the child, mm-hmm. do the parents go to jail?
Well, that would be a good question to ask, isn't it? Because as soon as the parents discovered that they'd made a mistake when they went back for their son and he wasn't there. They originally told the police that their son had gotten lost while they were all out hunting. They went off to gather wild vegetables and he wandered off on his own and that's how he went missing. This is what they originally told the police. So if something bad happens to this child, I think this is grounds for the parents to be held accountable somehow because they lied.
Okay, but then the gorilla parents in America, and by the way, it was Cincinnati, not Connecticut, the zoo. The parents there have to be held responsible too.
Well,
right?
Officials there, because initially they had said that no charges would be laid against anyone. And then yesterday, like over 200,000 people completed a petition that was calling for the parents to be held accountable. And I see now this morning officials have gone back and said, okay, well, they're actually conducting another investigation to try and determine whether or not criminal charges should be laid against the parents.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of walking around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, too. You see it's true. An ape like me.
That's right.
Can learn to be
human too. And then I even got this message from Mr. Farque, who says, welcome back, Gareth. I'm starting to feel sorry for Sia. He would break out into song and no one would join him. I'm sure he's glad you're back. And there I am leading the chorus. Why the hell do we need zoos? Let's respect the animals in their habitat and let them be. No cages. It's cruel. Same goes for circuses. What are we humans doing?
We had this
discussion. It's a good point.
But that's what I was saying. You guys, we're chopping down forests all the time. So, you know, it's all good and well. We say we want to release these animals. Where? Where are they going to go?
Yeah. We're destroying their...
Sorry, I think we're
destroying their habitat.
Yeah, we've ruined way too much.
You saw that amazing video of that orangutan Did you ever see that? The orangutan who tells the girl in sign language, please, can you tell your people to stop destroying our environment?
No.
Oh, wow. I got to see if I can't find that clip for you. It is... Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I'll try and find it for you because that's the truth. We're destroying these animals' habitat. We're not giving them a lot of options. And as you've heard in Mabali's news, is often the animal kingdom rebels and tries to kill us.
They really do.
And who can blame them, right?
And when they rebel, I'm sorry to say that you're... 0 points to you. What are you going to do against an elephant that's decided they've had enough of you? What are you going to do?
Well, the elephant must win. All right, so this girl is deaf. Her name is Lena, and she meets an orangutan, all right? Let me explain what's happening here. She communicates through sign language because she's deaf, and she gets on the internet with her mom in America. Okay, and she's on the screen, and Strawberry is the name of the orangutan in her own habitat, I think in Java. And Strawberry is going to get on the internet with Lena, this deaf girl in America, and they're going to talk to each other because they both speak sign language, all right? And there's Strawberry, and she's holding the hand of her human companion, and they're sitting in front of a screen. They're about to meet for the first time. So there we go. Lena looks at the screen and she waves at Strawberry. Hello, my name is Lena. Strawberry says, my name is Strawberry. There's an orangutan and a human. She says to Strawberry, do you like to play? And Strawberry says, yes, we play hide and seek. She says, me too. Strawberry covers his eyes, or her eyes. She says, who's that? To the person who's sitting next to Lena. And she says, that's my mom. People take care of me now, says Strawberry. So the little girl looks at her. This is what I eat, and she shows her a banana. What do you eat, says Strawberry. And Lena goes off into the kitchen to find something to show Strawberry. She's got peanut butter. So she holds up the bottle of peanut butter to the screen and says, this is what I eat. What's that, she says. Peanut butter, says Lena. Strawberry says, what is peanut butter? Peanuts, sugar, palm oil, salt. Strawberry looks away. Your food is destroying my home, she says.
Orangutans can't speak for themselves.
Oh,
but if they could,
deep.
They would tell us that much of the palm oil used in America's snack food is being grown by cutting down rainforests that are orangutans' only home. But we can stop it. By telling brands that use palm oil, there's a better way. We'll use our customer power to demand change. Before it's too late. Power is in your palm.
It's quite something, huh?
Mm. Okay, that's really deep.
Makes you think.
And you see this orangutan looking at the screen. I mean, she knows what's going on.
Mm.
This is not a stupid creature. Anyway, so from... Ooby-doo,
yeah.
I want to be like you, to this deeply moving video of this orangutan. Yeah. Anyway, all right, enough of that.
Well, here's something. Ben actually said earlier, might not be a good time for kids around the world, and might actually be true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a one-year-old Indian toddler who has undergone an abnormal growth spurt, which has resulted in this one-year-old Indian toddler having body hair and sexual urges.
Oh, at one.
Okay, 1 year old.
Woo.
So testosterone in this toddler, they've called him Akash to protect his identity, has rocketed to the level of a 25-year-old. And all of these symptoms are of a rare condition called precocious puberty. So basically, this one-year-old toddler has facial hair and body hair, as well as sexual urges. Oh, this gets even weirder. So basically, the mother says, we thought he was just a big baby, but later everyone started to point out that his growth couldn't actually be normal. His penis, get this, has grown to that of a man's size. And we knew something was wrong.
Oh.
big penis for a one-year-old.
Holy boy, goodness. Oh boy. The boy's doctor says usually this disorder is caused due to a brain or a stomach tumor, but they couldn't really find anything as such in the blood report. So now here's a little one-year-old toddler going around with a man-sized penis, and also with that, this child now also has muscle strength that has increased, so his parents actually can't control him.
Gee, there's a kid to leave. There's a kid to leave in the jungle.
Well,
huh?
He would survive better than most 20-year-olds, apparently. Okay, that is concerning, because what's going to happen to him as time goes by?
Exactly. So in most cases like this, which are very, very rare, by the way, a pediatrician says they spot something like this almost once in every 10 years. But most cases, these children actually become very violent, obviously so, and they stop growing after a few years, and they'll remain about 3 to 4 feet tall. But I'm just thinking, like, this cute little, your old little toddler thing you want to caress and cuddle, but it has body hair and then has a big penis.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a bit weird, huh?
Yeah, it's like a toddler banging down the door of a strip club at like 6 in the morning. He's just had morning teeth, but he wants a bit more. So shoving dollar bills into his mom's.
When Ben is on fire, he's on fire.
Imagine that. Okay, time for some bitty. You betcha. Da, da, da. Shake it, baby.
Oh, no.
What do you say to a child like that who has enough strength to actually, like, compete with the parents? They can push you over, can say no if they want to. Wow, well, that's freaky.
Carl is giving me shit. He says that strawberry video is a hoax. You can get someone on the show who interprets sign language to confirm. Apparently, they even have a disclaimer at the end that says they can't speak for themselves. And you can find out for yourself that that's rubbish. But look, I mean, it's still, of course, it's made up, or else the language isn't 100% right, or the orangutan doesn't really understand. But the message is still clear that we are destroying their habitat. So certainly, I'm willing to accept it's bullshit. Yeah. A lot of what you see and hear on the internet's bullshit.
But we can't take it seriously because Carla is actually the CEO of a palm oil company right here in SA.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and he hates orangutans.
There we go. Now, at least we know the truth. All right, what else is happening?
Okay, well, let's have a look at the Johnny Depp situation, which has very quickly turned ugly.
What the hell happened there?
Well, I think it was a week or so ago when it was announced that Amber Heard was filing for divorce from Johnny Depp. And then shortly after that, pictures of a bruised Amber Heard surfaced. I think TMZ were the first people to publish those pictures. And so she's alleging that she has, you know, suffered from physical and emotional and verbal abuse from Johnny Depp. They've only been married for about 15 months or so, and now they're getting divorced. And so what has subsequently happened is people have taken sides. A lot of people are calling Amber Heard a gold-digging hoe. I don't know why.
Why did they attack her?
Because people. And then there are also a lot of people, some Hollywood actors who've come out in Johnny Depp's defense saying, no, he would never do something like that. His own daughter has also apparently spoken out about it, saying, no, my father would never lay a hand on a woman. But now Johnny Depp is reportedly set to give a tell-all interview about his acrimonious split from Amber Heard.
But the two of them were in that video, that hostage video a while ago that they made in Australia.
The pets. Right. Yes, when she smuggled her pet dogs into Australia, they had to apologize.
And I thought they were all cool.
Well,
clearly not, huh?
Amber Heard has said that Johnny Depp has suffered with alcohol and drug abuse, which Johnny Depp has been public about in previous years to say that, yes, you know, he does struggle with substance abuse. And she has said that whenever she's tried to challenge him or to stand up to him, that is when the abuse would happen. And she'd said it's verbal abuse. It's been physical sometimes. So now Johnny Depp feels the need to, you know, do a tell-all interview because apparently he said, or, you know, his camp has said that he's very distressed over this entire situation. He has yet to speak publicly on the allegations. Some people were also saying that Amber Heard is trying to blackmail Johnny Depp. As far as I understand, the two of them were married not in community of property. So she, Asiya actually knows a bit more about this. So, you know, with the divorce going through, she would basically have access to quite a big chunk of Johnny Depp's money. And so people have been saying, yeah, you're trying to blackmail Johnny Depp. Her lawyers have hit back saying, no, she's not trying to blackmail anybody. It's just turned into a whole big mess.
I didn't think Johnny Depp was an abuser.
that's the thing with some people is you don't think that there's something until you hear rumors of them being that something, and then you think to yourself, oh, well, I wonder if this is true or not.
Yeah. So what I love is they've been married for 15 months, but the thing is, I do not know why, as a big time Hollywood name, you'd be stupid enough to get married without a prenup. Nonetheless, they got married in the state of California, which says that if you get married with no prenup, the wife or the partner is entitled to 50% of everything that you own. Now, in the 15 months that they were actually married, Amber Heard actually made more than Johnny Depp. Because, you know, when you're Johnny Depp, you don't have to work all the time.
No, sure.
But this means Amber Heard is actually, can get the likes of the Pirates and the Caribbean's revenue, can get access to Johnny Depp's private island.
No, it's half the money while you're together.
Well, but isn't it everything that own together as a couple?
No.
So he
might end up scoring. He might take half her money.
I was thinking Amber Heard, I would go for the yacht. I would go for everything.
But you know what? It just shows you. We all have fantasies that we would be great big movie stars with private islands and all that kind of thing, right? Yeah. We all have these fantasies that we would live better, our lives would be great. And you hear about these people and their actual lives are horrible. It's like, you know, they either are or they aren't, beating each other up and fighting over money, and it's awful.
I can't remember which star said this, but it was during an interview, and they said the only thing that fame does is magnify and amplify everyday issues that everyone has.
Right.
So you think you're fighting over who's going to buy milk at the end of the day. Now you're talking about who's going to, I don't know, pay for the next trip, you know, across town or whatever it is. Or every single issue is not just amplified.
And let's not forget that stars are just as greedy and just as normal and just as human as the rest of us are.
Yeah.
So
they will argue over who paid the bill last night, just like we will.
Imagine like a boys' night out, because this is now not just a boys' night out to the bar. You know, it's like boys' night out to Las Vegas for 3 days.
Yeah.
And what if there's
one person in the relationship who never pays any bills? Now, even though you both have money, it's gonna be just as big a problem as if you don't have money.
Yes, it is.
Like,
because
do you think Angelina Jolie crosses her arms when the pool arrives?
Damn right she does. Brad's gotta earn his place.
I reckon Angelina Jolie goes to some restaurants and they just look at her and they say, it's on the house. She doesn't even have to worry about paying the bill.
You'd be surprised how little that happens, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it happens so much. Especially if you're in their neighborhood. Because they're going to be there every second week. And you're not going to give them a free meal every time.
No, not every time.
Anyway. All right, lots of people correcting me on the strawberry video. Thank you, everybody.
So it's a hoax?
Yeah, it's a hoax. But well, it's not a hoax. It's an actual ad, but it's not accurate. It's not 100% honest.
Oh, okay.
Clint from the Val says, read the 90% local content. I discovered a cool local rock band who had a song playlisted now. Their latest song was released in February. I'm sure it's only on the wireless because of the new ruling. Check out Men of Mountains. Big Sleep. All right, Clint, thank you for that. And Roscoe says, if you really want to cringe about what humans do, police in Indonesia raided a brothel and they found an orangutan who was chained up as a sex slave. The orangutan had been completely shaved and dressed up like a woman. If memory serves me, the orangutan, was kept as a sex slave for 7 years. I read a lot of news articles, and that's one of the moments you actually stop and wonder what is actually wrong with people. He says, do we actually want to finish this article? Sad. Isn't that horrible?
That's disturbing.
Very disturbing. Jared says, no privacy in most relationships don't work. My life sounds a whole lot better than a celebrity's life.
Now, here's a thing that I didn't realize happened. A neighbor of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard gave a deposition.
Yeah.
The neighbor's name is Raquel. Wrote in a document that she had received a text message asking her to come over to their condominium unit.
Oh.
And then she says that when she opened the door, she saw Amber on the couch. She was covering her head with her arms and hands, and Johnny was standing over her loudly screaming at her. The neighbor says that she ran over and stood in between Johnny and Amber, begging Johnny to stop yelling at her. She says that she put her hands out in a defensive manner, motioning him to stop, and then Johnny slapped her hands away and screamed foul obscenities at her. So,
well, maybe he's a bad guy, huh?
But I actually saw this meme over the weekend, and I'm surprised that a neighbor has spoken out. This meme was along the lines of, why is it that a neighbor always spots you when you are walking out, you know, cheating on your partner, but they never spot, like, someone trying to break into your house? So it's at least refreshing to hear someone actually say something.
It's like those gossip columns, and it's like, a source close to the couple says.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like, always a source. Insider. There's always a source.
According to a close friend, she has been cheating on him.
Yeah, what kind of close friend goes straight to the newspaper? Can't be that close. Yeah. Let me tell you something. If someone's going to the newspaper, they're not a close friend. They've never been. They're probably some third degree relationship that nobody really cares about.
Yeah, like Couples Estranged Florist is actually the title.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, you know what? I hope it's not true because I like Johnny Depp. What can I say? I like the guy.
Ah, come on. He's a douche. He only got through in life because he's slightly better looking than the other emo people he was in castings with.
Yeah, I don't know. I find him entertaining.
I think now's when Johnny and Amber are going to really see who their true friends are, because they both got money and they've obviously made friends while in the relationship together. Mm. So who goes on which side and why they go on which side? Because you can't play Switzerland and be neutral. You have to pick a side.
But you know what? I've never chosen a side. When friends of mine either separate or get divorced, I never take sides, and it's the best policy.
But you're not somehow end up in the middle of things. Like, no. Like, do you mind telling her this? Do you mind getting my sweater she had?
You say, no, I'm not, that's none of my business. But importantly, if you stay neutral, like, as you say, Switzerland does, you can be friends with both of them when they get back together again later on. Because if you take sides, then they'll both hate you one day.
True.
See? Bad move. And you know how often people get back together, huh?
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Especially in Hollywood, because it's so hard to find someone else that's a celebrity and at your status that you actually like and have common interests with. Because you can't be dating just a simpleton, they call them, or something like that?
A simpleton?
A pleb.
Yeah.
By the way,
average Joe.
I hate to sound like I'm topic hopping here, but back on the SABC 90% situation. So on radio, this whole move for more local content has been okay for most of the stations, but the situation comes in more with like RS Gear, for example. Yeah. So, you know, RS Gear is mostly and predominantly Afrikaans music and radio listeners, but because they might be lacking on certain, I'm not going to laugh, on certain songs, RS Gear has had to play like Sotho songs to like substantiate the quota.
Great. That's great.
But plenty of Afrikaans music out there.
This
Why
is what
are
I
they
don't
struggling?
Understand. There have been complaints. And then the likes of Lotus FM, which is an Indian radio station based in KZN, has had to play like Afrikaans music and Mandoza to also get to the quota.
No,
so
man.
The SABC is receiving complaints around this.
Cloudy, the nation builder.
What were they playing before? Like, what kind of music would you hear on Lotus before?
Bollywood, you know? So, Bollywood is India, remember? So, Indian is not South African. So, I don't think we have a huge Hindi song or music.
This is going to be a problem.
Yeah, but
also, nobody thought of this at the top when they made the decision. It was a political move.
If you're an aspiring Hindi rapper in KZN, you have a career ahead of you.
No.
Get writing right now. You've got airtime waiting for you.
But I just love the fact that here you are, just chilling, waiting for your, you know, your Bollywood-ness on Lotus, and you hear Mandoza. Like,
Well, I don't know how well that's going to go down with those audiences. We will only know in about 6 months, probably even a bit longer, what the effect has been on audiences, and whether audiences will put up with this stuff. Because audiences don't care about Cloudy, and audiences don't care about the local music business. They really don't. Audiences just want what they want.
But what I want to know is, right, are national broadcasters in other countries also doing this?
No. No. It's the straightforward, easy answer.
I don't know, because I remember when they first announced the 90% local music rule, a lot of South African musicians came out in support and saying, but exactly, this is what should be happening, because if you go to a country like Nigeria and you listen to any of their radio stations, you're not going to hear international music. They're playing all their local musicians' work. So I don't know what other national broadcasters do in individual countries?
Well, again, I'm in favor of this. I mean, in terms of local music being 90% on a national broadcaster, but you have to have other options. Mm. So there's got to be other radio stations that are playing different stuff. There's got to be somebody somewhere who's catering to those people who don't want just local content. What's that, Flex?
Whenever I accidentally turn on the radio, all I hear is AKA. That's all they're playing is AKA. He's coining it in royalties.
No, there's no money to be made. Don't they get
royalties?
Yeah, a little bit. So I'm not going to pay the bond.
But when they play your song every 2 seconds.
Nope. I'm still not going to pay the bond.
I'm sure you're happy for your friend, though, Michael.
Michael, are you sure that's not the mixtape he gave you, seeing as you guys are close and it's just always on in your car?
No, I love his music, but when you overplay something, then you just start hating it.
Ah. Why don't you tell Slaudi that? See how well it goes down. All right. What else is there?
Earlier, when Ben was telling us about all those Kaiser Chiefs players who are being let go of, Gareth, you equated it to a kind of slavery, right? Well, the Global Slavery Index for 2016 has been released.
Ooh,
so we're talking about real slavery here now.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys have a turn at guessing how many millions of people are enslaved around the world. Okay, so
slavery.
Millions. That's your first clue. This is according to the Global Slavery Index for 2016.
I thought we outlawed slavery in the 1800s.
Well, it's modern day slavery, Gareth. And I'll tell you what makes it qualify as modern day slavery. It's forced labor, it's human trafficking, debt bondage, forced marriage, and commercial sex exploitation.
What's debt bondage?
I'd have to look that up.
Is it like, it wouldn't be like using your child as a commodity, wouldn't you?
Look, we know this is happening in the Middle East, in places like Dubai and Qatar and those sort of places,
yeah.
Right? To build all those things, they use basically indentured slave labor. These guys work for... They take away their passports. They work for money, but it's basically slavery. You remember the old definition of a slave was that a slave was not a peasant. A peasant was someone who could work on their own piece of land, and they were just poor. A slave is someone who was never paid. They were owned. So technically, you could argue it's not slavery, but it's a kind of wage slavery. Because they take away their documents. These guys can't go away. They live in squalid, horrible conditions. They treat it as an underclass. I would say there must be 10, 12 million people in the world who are in slavery.
Okay, 10, 12 million. Ben?
Yeah, I was going to go with 23 million.
23 million?
Sia?
Yeah, I was also going to bump it up. Definitely in the 20s. 25 million?
Okay, and then Flex?
You want to guess?
I was going to go much higher. There's like 7.2 billion people in the world. I was going to go with like 400 million.
Okay. Oh. Well, the answer is 45 million.
Yeah.
Estimated 45.8 million people around the world are trapped in modern day slavery. Sub-Saharan Africa accounted for approximately 13% of the world's total enslaved population.
Now, who's enslaving people in Sub-Saharan Africa?
Within the region, the DRC, Sudan, South Sudan, Somalia, and the Central African Republic have the highest prevalence of modern-day slavery, okay? As evidence from surveys conducted in Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, and Ethiopia, slavery in sub-Saharan Africa takes the form of forced labor and forced marriage. In Ghana, survey results suggest that there are an estimated 103,000 people enslaved in that country, of which 85% are in forced labor, 15% in forced marriage. For forced labor, the main industries of concern are farming and fishing, retail sales, and then manual labor and factory work. In Nigeria, survey results suggested that forced labor is predominantly within the domestic sector, although it was impossible to survey in three regions due to conflict. Here at home in South Africa, the industries most reported in the survey include the commercial sex industry, manual labor industries such as construction, manufacturing, factory work, and then there's also the issue of drug trafficking.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Well, that shows you. You know, you think slavery's dead. It's still alive and well and kicking by the sound of things.
Sure. Yeah, so yeah, you asked about debt bondage. It's also known as debt slavery or bonded labor, is a person's pledge of their labor or services as security for the repayment for a debt or other obligation. So you owe someone and then you come to an agreement that you're going to work it off as repayment. So that's what debt bondage is.
That's ridiculous.
But as yeah.
happens, hey?
Yeah.
Well, as in 45 million people, that's... Yeah. And what, South Africa's population is like 50-odd something million?
But you said Sub-Saharan Africa is responsible for only 13% of the total slavery.
Yeah, I mean, in this article, they've focused on Sub-Saharan Africa. Okay. They're not really giving the stats
for
different parts of the world.
I reckon the place where it happens the most is in the Middle East. I think that's where most slavery is taking place. Mm. Hmm?
Yeah. I heard about a country in the Middle East, I can't even remember, just over the weekend, but where the likes of women still aren't allowed. One woman, so if Mabala had to appear in court, does not count as a full person.
Mm.
She needs to bring another woman, so they will count as one person. I mean...
It's probably Saudi Arabia.
When we still have those sort of rules or outlooks or in society...
And then we get upset in this country about really unimportant things. We're kind of polishing a turd compared to these real issues. There are people who are living child brides. I mean, that offends me.
Crazy.
You know? And we're worried about our dumb little, you know, our varsity campuses where people are, someone must pay for our fees because we don't want to. Shame. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame.
Right.
Shame. Shame.
I don't have a master's degree.
Shame.
There are women being married off at the age of 9 years old.
Shame. 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 You knew.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Horrible. Okay, there's slavery.
Do we want to keep the shame bell ringing for this story as well?
Bring it on, Sia.
A town in Germany has installed traffic lights on the ground to serve as a warning for pedestrians using their phones.
So you don't have to look up.
Exactly.
Oh, it's happened.
Augsburg.
Yeah. It's happened.
Such a sexy name, by the way. Augsburg.
Is it Augsburg?
Augsburg, yeah.
Augsburg, all right.
Has made the drastic move after a 15-year-old girl was struck and killed by a tram when she crossed the road without looking.
Well, I mean, you know, look left, yeah. Look right, look left again.
No, it's more like swipe left, swipe right, swipe left again. But and then somehow the whole world is meant to work just because you don't look up. So she was reportedly looking down at her phone at the time. And so that is why the town now has these lights, which are basically like cat eyes and are flat, dotted at the edges of the road. And when they flash red, it indicates don't cross, of course, you know, and green, you should move on. But this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I see a lot of people in America. You know, in New York, you cross the streets and they've got the white little man means you can walk. Mm-hmm. If it's red, you can't walk. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
Even people who are glued to their phones the whole time, they still know to look up when they're crossing a street. Mm. That's kind of... It's like if you're driving, you shouldn't really be on your phone. You've got to concentrate. If you don't, then you must be driven over.
Common sense is not common. Same town, they got another case of another girl who stood in the middle of the road, got her phone out and started texting. She luckily survived, even though she shouldn't have for a human race. But the bus driver actually like hooted at her. That's when she realized, sorry, maybe I should actually look up while I walk. So, yeah.
Ben said it started. What do you mean, Ben?
Well, it's like a slippery slope from here, right? Because if you're going to put traffic lights on the pavement, like there's just not an excuse for everything that we shit at. It's like people are going to, like fat people next, they're going to go, well, where's my rascal? You know, that push tram little thing they have? They're all going to feel they want one now. Or it's like, I need someone to feed me because my arm hurts. Mm. Or, you know, it's something stupid. For one stupid, you get stupider.
We even have driverless cars now with the new Tesla.
Yeah, well, they were testing those all around Palo Alto.
Cars are phenomenal.
The thing is, like that's technology, not because we don't want to drive anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's technology we can harness for things.
Hey, does anybody realize it's June already?
It's the 1st of June!
Yo, 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 yo.
It's my birthday month.
Yeah, that's right. We better organize you some parties.
You guys, we're nearly halfway through the year.
I know. Scary, huh?
Yeah.
All right, it's time for some conspiracy theories. Now, every Wednesday we look at a conspiracy theory. This one's not going to take long because we know it's utter bullshit. But we'll give it the light of day because, Flax, you've managed to drag out of the darkness a very old conspiracy theory about how the world is actually flat.
So there are people that think the world is flat, and I didn't know about this.
They're called flat earthers.
There's a flat earth society even.
Yep.
So this was founded in the 1800s by Samuel Burley Robotham.
Right.
He was an English inventor, and he worked on a literal interpretation on Bible passages.
Yeah.
So the people of the flat earth society believe the earth is a flat disc, centered at the North Pole and bounded along its southern edge by a wall of ice, with the sun, moon, planets, and stars only a few hundred miles above the surface of the earth.
Right.
And they are firm believers. They are preachers of this.
Yeah, it sounds like a script from George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones, if you ask me. There's a wall of ice, and the ocean falls off the edge of the earth, and the stars are only so far that you need to reach your arm out and you can grab them.
I mean, there's videos on YouTube of people legit, they believe down to the core of their heart that this earth is flat.
Well, this just proves what I've always said, that what you believe is completely unimportant. You could believe the earth is flat, but we must regard you as a moron, right?
They work the opposite way around. They regard us as a moron, and they believe the earth is flat.
But they have no evidence of this at all. Let's listen to these clips. Who are these people? Are these Flat Earth Society people?
Flat Earth Society members.
Listen to this.
I am sick of all you round earth believers saying that the earth is not flat. I'm Schminny, part of the Flat Earth Society, and I'm going to tell you why the earth is flat.
I love the way she says she's sick of us. Like, we've been pestering her the whole time with this round earth bullshit. I mean, can't we just move along? I love that when people start with, I'm tired or I'm sick. I'm like, who asked you how you're feeling about this, honey?
First, someone told me that if the earth was flat, then gravity would be way stronger. I'm going to tell you right now, gravity is not a thing. Let's just take gravity and throw it out.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing?
So how come you're not floating above the earth then, honey pie?
She started strong.
Jesus, she goes straight for Isaac Newton. This woman has balls. She's going against all the fundamental rules of physics, and she's not even slightly worried that she might come a cropper. By the way, while she was filming this, she was floating.
Take gravity and throw it out the door. Gravity, not a thing. Gravity does not exist in the Flat Earth Society. Gravity is not a thing. Okay.
See, this is it. Like, in her society, in her little bubble, it doesn't exist. She doesn't have to make sense of it. It's not important to her that, for example, when she throws something up in the air, it falls to the ground. She doesn't want to know why. Flat Earth Society rules come first. So I just want to tell everybody who's religious, before you start laughing at this girl and saying what a stupid idiot she is, you're in exactly the same boat.
Okay, easy.
No, you are. Because this is like people who say, well, the Bible says, you know? Because the Bible says something, then everything else, even if it's proven to be far more accurate, has to be fake. That's what she's saying. So I just want to point out, before everybody hops on their high horse and goes, oh, well, this chick is completely loony, check what you believe. See if it's any better.
Second of all, how we all keep together, there is a huge wall of ice around the earth. It's flat. There's a huge wall of ice around the earth. Second, people who think that they've traveled around the world are just going under Antarctica. Around Antarctica. And the sun goes like from the top of the world to under Antarctica, and then it's the same with the moon, and then they come back up when it's time.
This sounds right. Anybody want to challenge her?
Did she just say when the sun gets tired, it goes down?
No. In time.
Oh, basically, I thought she said when it's tired.
No. Well, I wouldn't be surprised while we're on this.
Okay, so all you people trying to tell me that the earth is not flat can go just die, because you are contributing to Illuminati theories.
Hmm.
Yes, okay. The flat earth is like we kind of believe that the Illuminati is, like, kind of trying to make us believe that the Earth is round.
It's amazing, like, she's... And this is a big problem I have with a lot of people. She believes something. She's got a she's got her theories about things, right? She believes those things. And evidence doesn't play a role. What she believes is somehow important. Someone told her when she was a little girl that as long as you believe something, it's true. But it's not. I'm sorry to be the one to bring a bit of reality shining down upon your dark space, your safe space. But this is just not possible, baby. And you're sounding more and more like you're out of touch with reality. People who'd spoke like this in times gone by would have been put in straitjackets and put in mental hospitals.
Yeah, but the thing is, she looks at us as round earth believers as also stupid because we believe that the earth is...
But that does not mean that there's balance if you give her opinion and ours the same amount of weight. The two opinions do not have the same validity.
Why are we even talking?
Sometimes you just got to call it what it is. Because you believe something and because I believe something different and you have nothing to back up your beliefs except your own opinion.
Yeah.
And I have facts and evidence and science and geography and geology and biology and the structure of the earth and pictures, for God's sake, from space.
But Gareth, she said you must go and die.
I must go and die.
You must go and die. So stop with your reasons. You must go and die, as she said.
Sometimes you just got to call it what it is. Just dumb. If you're this dumb, you will never get a job. You will never make an important contribution to society. And when you die one day, people won't be sad. They'll be relieved.
In satellite images, they're very easy to fake.
You see.
What else? Faking trips to space. And,
she just vomit?
Just stuff like that. You're contributing in that. Like, Satanism.
Oh,
wow. Sin. Lies. Lying is sin. Yes,
She has some belief structure, huh?
It's not very coherent.
Yeah, I hate to point out the obvious here, but she hasn't really left this room where she's taking this video blog from. Probably in 3 years. I think she has a bedpan. She
Do you
want to
describe what she looks like? Is she old or young?
No, she's
young. A young girl. She's probably maybe in her 20s. Long brown hair.
But she has a bedpan.
She
no
looks
doubt.
Like the average person you would meet in the street. Nothing
right.
crazy about her
a
whatsoever.
Flat street.
Right. Flat street and a flat earth. I wonder if she believes in mountains or if those are also bullshit.
It's just 3D
that
printing.
Lying is a sin. And also, the earth is flat because
so tired.
If we have airplanes.
Tired of explaining this to us.
They're just going to go off the earth and fall. That's a thing. If the earth is not flat, this is what would happen. Here's the circle of the earth. Airplane falls because it came off the edge. Okay, so thank you. The earth is flat. It's very passionate. I'm very passionate about this.
But what happens to ships then, sweetheart? I mean, I don't know if she tried to explain that, this whole earth is flat thing.
Well, there's a big wall of ice. I mean, what's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Don't you get it?
Yeah, damn Ben.
Wait, let's listen to this.
After 3 months of investigating on the flat earth model, I finally found the 100% proof that the earth is not a globe.
Ah, okay, very nice.
And that's how I found it. This video is called Go Fast 2014. You can check out the full video.
Fritz over here. Klaus has just discovered that, no, I have 100% proof. Now, let me tell you something. The minute anybody says they got 100% proof of anything, that's already a bad move.
Yeah.
These are the same crackpots that were stockpiling cans of beans because the Mayans said the world was going to end.
Right. You remember then when the year 2000 came along, they told us all our computers would crash?
They told us that the world was going to come crumbling down.
Link is in the description. Basically, this video is a world record for the highest private rocket ever launched into space, and you can see the full flight without any cuts. Filmed from 3 onboard cameras.
Huh.
The highest altitude is about 120 kilometers or 73 miles. That's so amazing. I always searched for a video like this. Unfortunately, it appears that the camera have fisheye lenses. However, the earth still looks flat.
Ah. So then it must be. All those scientists have got to be wrong. It's got to be you that's right, Klaus. What a guy. It boggles my mind. I am blown away by the quality of ignorance. Anyway, look, that's what we do every Wednesday. We take a look at some conspiracy theories. Sometimes we debunk them. Sometimes we mock and ridicule them. Sometimes we listen. You never know what you're going to get.
I think we can officially say this is debunked.
I think if you are a flat earther...
you need to go run off the edge of the earth.
Yeah. You're just going to die. Just going to die.
It's true. Why can't these flat earthers take sunsets from the edge of the earth? You know, what is their Instagram about?
And how come no one's come up to this big ice wall? I mean, people have been exploring the globe for thousands of years. Where's the big ice wall? Like, I'm still waiting. Come on, guys. How about you bring us just one picture of the Earth from space where it's flat? Surely someone's got a satellite out there that can take one flat Earth picture, or are they all in conspiracy?
Well, our pictures of around Earth from space are fake, Gareth. So
because someone's going to the trouble of making them.
They're all
easy
fake.
Easy to be made, yeah.
All right. All right, well, I've had enough fun for one morning.
A bit of breaking news, guys.
Oh.
For our fellow Capetonians out there, if you're walking the streets of Cape Town, have a look out for Matthew McConaughey. He's filming with Idris Elba there at the moment.
Oh yeah, yeah. They've been here for a while now, but yeah, he's there with the wife and kids and everything.
Yeah. So and he's not looking as good as he used to. So don't get too excited.
Idris, on the other hand,
Idris still looks good. Hey, I watched. Speaking of Idris, I watched The Martian.
Which one is that again?
The Martian, Matt Damon movie.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he in it?
No.
Oh, okay, then he's not. Some other dude.
Thinking of another movie.
No, I must be thinking. Listen, my mind is, I'm completely all over the place. I've 22 hours on a plane. I don't know whether I'm a teapot or a hockey stick.
Did you watch, you watched The Martian? Any other good movies?
It was a great movie. That Martian is great.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I thought it was great. I gave it two thumbs up.
Other than that, the only other things that I got a chance to watch on the plane were the Vikings episodes that I was making my way through. So I've got through to the end of season three.
I saw
Paris. How irritating is that French princess?
Yeah.
How badly do you want to see her pillaged?
Yeah, but also, and Floki, how lame he is with his The Gods Makers build scaffolding and stuff.
Well, he's a bit like a flat earther.
He is. He's a complete flat earther. Wait until he turns into a dragon in season four.
Oh, don't say it.
No, he won't.
Hey, and apparently, Color says Arnold Schwarzenegger was here.
Yeah, they did a whole big weightlifting competition thing, the first of its kind in Africa over the last weekend.
The Arnold Classic is what they call it.
Yes, they launched it here in South Africa because they do those around the world, apparently.
But did you know that Pretoria was where he became Mr. Universe for the first time? I had no idea.
Apparently, some very funny coverage as Arnie made an incomprehensible speech about children sitting under couches and playing the games. And he's pictured sitting next to Razzmatazz and looking very disinterested. good morning, Michael.
Morning, Gareth.
What's up?
Gareth, I just wanted to find out what happened to Gaythorpe Duncan.
Gaythorpe Duncan? we got to catch up with him because I don't know if he's had any recently, but he did. You know, he was having those gay thoughts, and I'm glad you brought that up. We've got to follow that up.
Well, you know, I must say the segment isn't quite the same with that. He's so passionate about his conspiracy.
Well, you know, it takes all kinds to make this flat earth move.
Absolutely.
All right, Michael.
Thanks,
buddy. Bye-bye. Can you imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger when he met Fikile Mbalula? Hey, how are you? You look kind of small for a minister. And kind of fat and pudgy. What's wrong with you? Shouldn't you be lifting some weights? Let me take you for a training session. Oh, I can help you. Have you ever had the pump in the gym?
Oh,
it's a great feeling. It's almost like when you come. Arnold.
Arnold is 68, hey?
Yeah, he's looking good.
That guy has gone... I mean, he is 68.
68, he looks good, right? I mean, he's not looking bad.
There was a photo going around because Arnold was in Sandton City one of the days just having shopping in his flip-flops and short shorts and shirt. And then everyone was saying, why does he need three bodyguards around him? Have they not seen the shit he got up to in the Terminator?
All right. I can take you all on. I'll take you down. I'm not scared. Gotta love Arnold. Well, good for him. I'm glad he came to visit us. I wish he'd come here and talk to me on the show. It would be a hell of an interview.
Yeah.
He's a good guy to talk to, and he's got stories. And I've mentioned before, he has these parties at his house where he has elephants and giraffes and at his house. The guy's crazy. So much fun. All right, when we come back in a moment or two, we're going to meet the Josie Cats, who are Africa's first gay rugby club. We're going to talk to Tevashan and to Chris and to Anthony and to Nati, and we'll find out all about what they're doing. First gay rugby club in Africa. Very proud of them for that. And I hope everything is going well for you this morning, this Wednesday, the 1st of June. It's a brand new month. We've got things to do, people to see, places to go. What do you want to listen to here, Mubs?
Oh.
Do you want to let me choose?
You choose, because you haven't been here in a while.
All right. Here's a Bastille, Pompeii. This will make you feel good. All right. We come back in a moment or two with Josie Cats and your calls. You know what to do. CliffCentral.com.